Hi, this is Stacy here at MedAir, and I'm once again talking to Dr. Justin Devlin, our Medical Director of Aviation Services for MedAir.
Hi, Stacy. Thanks for having me back on. Pleasure to be here.
Recently, a friend of mine was on a flight, and the crew asked if there was a medical doctor or nurse on board, and a passenger acknowledged she was a doctor. I started wondering, what happens when a doctor responds to a medical emergency on a plane? So, Dr. Devlin, from a medical volunteer perspective, how do they work with MedLink and interact?
The funny part is, if they're not in aviation, most doctors don't know that MedLink exists to give medical support to flights in, while there's a medical emergency in the air. So, since most doctors aren't aware, they're a little bit surprised when the flight attendant says, "We have our doctor on the phone and you can talk to them." So, when MedLink's engaged, the first thing that we do is we assess the situation and determine, do we need a medical volunteer to help? And so, if there's not a volunteer already helping, we might ask for a volunteer to help. But how do we interact with them? Well, one of two ways. Either the flight attendant may communicate back and forth between us and the medical volunteer, or they'll simply put the medical volunteer on the phone and we can talk to them directly, which can be really helpful so that they can be our eyes, ears, hands, nose. In flight and to help us sort out what's going on with this passenger.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Unless you're involved in aviation industry, I can see that a lot of doctors might not even be aware of MedLink and our services. What's the most common question that medical volunteers ask of MedLink?
Usually the most common thing that a medical volunteer wants is more stuff, more equipment. Airlines have these medical kits and they're good for the in-flight environment, but they're not a hospital, they're not a doctor's office. There isn't, all the machines and fancy equipment and stuff. So usually what the doctors are wanting is they're asking for more. Do you have some type of equipment that would be useful in an emergency room situation, but we don't have a full emergency room in the air, so we have to work with what's already in the kits.
Right. Yes, I can see there's definitely limited space on aircraft. What about the Good Samaritan law and the liability of a medical volunteer on these flights?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Most countries have Good Samaritan laws, and that protects those who volunteer in the case of an emergency, and that includes on an airplane and in flight, which is great. The US even has one specific law that does protect volunteers on commercial flights. But the one thing they have to watch out for is that, if you step outside of your professional limitations, into the realm of medical negligence, or if you are receiving compensation for your services, that may break the Good Samaritan boundaries.
Got it. And this is just for fun that I just thought about this question. So we see sometimes on TV shows and movies, there's a medical event mid-flight. Do they often get it right, or would you say that the events are often wrong?
So often they're dramatized, or if it's a comedy, made in to be something a little more silly. A lot of times they'll have more equipment than is realistic on board because they're trying to make it a dramatic scene on board. Or if it's, they may wake up and be totally fine, where that wouldn't be the reality of the medical situation. I will note that there was a TV show called Succession where there was an in-flight cardiac arrest, including, it mentioned, ground-based medical support. And it didn't mention MedLink specifically, but the reason that this TV show got it so right is because they did ask us to consult and be involved to make sure that the situation was realistic.
Oh, that's really cool. So we were involved in this Succession episode where the person had a heart attack, was it?
An in-flight cardiac arrest.
Sure. Sure. I think I do remember that. And it did seem very realistic at the time. So, hey, I know you're incredibly busy. Thank you for your time today and all of the information you provided.
Yeah, thanks for having me.